السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقد قال الله تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again it's a majlis of Zikrullah, and as you are well aware by now, this majlis is for the purpose of lighting up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam love in our hearts, so that it may become easy for us to make amal on the rest of deen, so that we may do all the actions and all the amal with love and muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As we discussed many times, that most of our actions that we undertake, whether it is of salat, zakat, hajj, fasting in Ramadan, most of it is because it is farz, it is compulsory, or we stay away from certain sins, for if we are not going to stay away, then Allah Ta'ala will send us to Jahannam. Why we are making namaz, so that we don't go to Jahannam. Why we are fasting, so that we don't go to the fire of hell. Now that is not what Islam was all about. The deen of Islam was all about love. Muhabbat for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That He is our benefactor. He has blessed us with so much of ni'mats and bounties. Ni'mats unlimited. Our sight, hearing, speech. And look at inside the body, how many different parts and organs. Now all that, which is worth billions. And then again the sun, the moon, the stars and everything else for our benefit. All the technology, who is it that puts into the minds of the person? You think the inventor just sits and suddenly he can invent? Or he can come up with some new technology? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the aqal to insan. Where did he bring that aqal from? Did he bring it from his mother's stomach? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is our benefactor. We have to recognize Him. We have to understand that it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is blessing us with life, with health, with wealth and everything else. So our love and muhabbat should be to that extent that we should be searching for ways of pleasing Allah Ta'ala. When a person is dearly in love with someone, and in this world of illicit love relationships, who doesn't understand that? Look at what people do. They prepare to murder and kill just for the sake of their illicit beloved. They don't even think of the consequences of that murder, that we'll land in jail or we may spend the rest of our lives in jail. The person is prepared to do anything just for this worldly love, whereas that person most of the time is not even aware of what this lover of his is going through. It is only Allah Ta'ala that the moment we make His zikr, the moment we remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens. Can be day or night. There's no question of running out of air time. Or the bill wasn't paid. So therefore Allah Ta'ala is not going to respond to the call. How many times we have heard Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the bottom of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, is calling out, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Fastajabna lahu, wa najjaynahu minal gham, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'mineen. We responded to Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's call. Fastajabna lahu. and we gave him freedom from his distress. And then look at the reassuring factor, and look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wada and promise. He says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In other words, until the day of Qiyamah, whichever mu'min, whichever believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to call out, Allah Ta'ala is going to give him najat, is going to give him salvation, is going to give him freedom from distress. But the condition is that we have to make acknowledgement of our qusur. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. And yet Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did not commit a sin. It was just an error of judgment that he left those people before Allah Ta'ala's hukam came. But look at his declaration before Allah Ta'ala. And that is what I have been repeatedly saying, that this majlis is all about, that we must learn to make a'tiraf of our qusur before Allah Ta'ala, because that is what he dearly loves. There is no shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures of anything. Is there any shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures? The only thing that Allah Ta'ala does not have, and it is not appropriate that he should have, is weakness, helplessness, sickness. These are all deficiencies. It is not appropriate that you have an Allah who is weak, who is helpless, who is asking for help, please come to my assistance and help. Can that be an Allah? Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf-e-qusoor hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf-e-qusoor hai. اے ملک کو جس کی نہیں خبر وہ حضور میرا حضور ہے. کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے, sometimes happiness. یا اللہ, you gave me the توفیق to make salah, you gave me the توفیق to make ذکر اللہ, you gave me the توفیق to make عبادت, you gave me the توفیق to assist and help from poor and needy, you gave me the توفیق to serve and make the خدمت of deen. You took the خدمت of deen from me, it is your توفیق. You gave me the tawfiq to make ta'aleem, to make gush. You gave me the tawfiq to come out in your path. Now all this is tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. So now kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai. Whatever that ibadat may be, whatever that zikr, tilawat, whatever it may be, it is all Allah Ta'ala's fazal and kindness. Many a times I have given that example, that those who have seen the palace of the king in Makkah Mukarramah and many other places, you may have seen palaces. But because lots of people go for hajj, so you see it. So they got a lot of guards outside that palace. And those guards, they know fully well that the king is not in need of our service. Is the king in need of their service? The king is not in need of our service. They know that if we make masti, then no matter what our hasti, he's going to boot us out. If we make masti, if we have to be disobedient, then that king is not going to be bothered about us. Those guards know fully well. Therefore they comply. Because they know that the king is not in need of them. They are in need. That nisbat that they got, that we are working for the king. If anybody asks them anyway, what are you doing? They say, working for the king. So that nisbat, the people also, you're working for the king, you're working for the king. And yet he may be just sweeping the courtyard there. Or he may be cleaning in the toilets there. He may be doing menial work. But the fact is that I'm working for the king. So now worldly king, if a person works for and his head goes high in the sky, then the khidmat of deen, where the person has a nisbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, it is your fazl, your kindness, your ihsan, that you are taking the khidmat of deen from me. And I know fully well that you are not in need of my khidmat and my service. If I have to show any kind of negligence, or if I have to bring pride into my heart, then you can snatch it away and you can create a whole nation in my place. In place of one person, Allah Ta'ala can bring a whole nation, which will submit to Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. So deen was all about muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, namaz for muhabbat. The person likes to talk to his beloved, now talk in namaz to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In tilawat, the person is reading the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, like a letter from one's beloved of 30 paras. He's reading the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. The person is, when he has got money, then he wants to spend on whoever is his beloved. So the person spends in the way of zakat, sadaqat, khairat, whatever he is making, it is out of love for that Allah, that, oh Allah, you blessed me with all this ni'mat. Therefore we say that if you have a building and where you have on one side windows and the other side there's no windows, then there'll be no circulation of the air. You have to have windows on both sides and they must be open. So then the air will come from one side and it will go out from the other side and you'll have all the time fresh air. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives dawlat, ni'mat, He gives wealth so that the person may give zakat from there, may give sadaqat and charities. So as he is giving with the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending from the other side. It is he who is giving. And in the love of that, Allah ta'ala is looking for opportunities to spend. Look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. They were just told once that this is the virtue of this ibadat or this zikr or tilawat or anything. Or jihad, fi sabilillah. Then finished, they were not even concerned about their lives. They were now really looking for opportunities that where can we do something that we can make our Allah Ta'ala pleased with us. Because there are only two ways of living a life in this world. One is in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and one is in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. In the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there will be restrictions. In the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that life, there will be restrictions, there will be limitations. Let me complete that first. Zakat was for muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, the person sometimes, he say, I was so busy in my business that I even forgot to have my lunch. Christmas time, ask the people. Or ask those people in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, where Hajj time and Umrah times in Ramadan. They say, we are so busy that we forgot to even have lunch. The person even forgets to eat and drink when he's very, very busy making his money. So it's in the love of that business that he forgets to eat also. So now this mu'min, this believer in Allah Ta'ala is showing his love for Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, in your love, I am prepared to forgo my food and drink from dawn to sunset. It's in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hajj, the whole Hajj is nothing but love of Allah Ta'ala. Ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. The person has got his ihram. The person is making labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. He's going round and round the Kaabatullah Sharif. He's not making tawaf of Baytullah. He's in fact really making the tawaf of Rabbul Bayt. Because the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is coming down on the Kaabatullah Sharif 24 hours of the day. So in the love of Allah Ta'ala, then suddenly he's told now, leave my house also and go now in Mina. So the person goes away to Mina. He doesn't cling on to the Kaaba Sharif anymore, although he knows the virtues and the fazail of tawaf, but he says, no, now it's my Allah Ta'ala's hukam. I will find my Allah now in Mina. And then he says, now go away to Arafat. So he goes away to Arafat. So, then go to Muzdalifah. Then, now the whole Hajj, if you have to look at it, it is a shan of an ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's not because Allah will send to Jahannam. It's just because Allah Ta'ala will send to Jahannam that he must do all those things. So that muhabbat we have to create in our hearts, and that will come when we ponder and reflect and we meditate over all the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which are in abundance upon us. When we are going to keep looking at that look, this my Allah Ta'ala shan of Rahimi, Karimi, Sattari, Ghaffari, what am I? Look at my sins, look at my nature, look at my anger, look at my zina of the eyes and zina of the heart, and look at the actual zinas that so many commit, and the drug habits and the wine and the woman, and watching of all the haram on the TV and how many discos and cinemas and theatres and nightclubs and everything in vogue. Ya Allah, look at my weakness, look at my sins, and look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi that you're still blessing me with so much of your bounties and ni'mats. So therefore the person now looking at that is sometime making kabhi taato ka surur hai, kabhi aitirafe khusur hai, that sometimes is praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance. Ya Allah, your ihsan, your fazal, your kindness upon me. I was not deserving of any of these bounties and ni'mats. I was deserving of nothing but your wrath and your anger. But oh Allah, how kind you have been, how generous you are, how forgiving you are. So now the aitiraf of qusur. Sometimes it is da'ato ka surur, happiness, and sometimes aitiraf of qusur. Ya Allah, this is my weakness, this is my weakness, this is my weakness. So when the person does that, then he malak ko jiski nahi khabar. Then even the angels do not know what kind of progress this person makes. That is the beauty of our Islam, our Sharia, our Quran, our Sunnah. That is the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being ghafoorur raheem. That there is no question of losing hope, because otherwise so many of us would have just given up hope. We would have said, now what? What can I do now? There's nothing more I can do. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves the doors of tawbah open. Return, roundabout turn. So therefore I was saying, and Allah Ta'ala brought me on to track again, that there are only two ways of living in this world. One is in the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now in that there will be restrictions, there will be some limitations. Because in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala we will have to first ask what is it that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. So in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, if a person wants to live, then for a few days in this world, there will be some restrictions. Control of gaze, control of heart, control of hands, control of feet, control of mind. There will be restrictions. You can marry certain women, you can't marry certain women. You can have relationship with your wife, you can't have relationship with prostitutes and escort agencies, women. There will be restrictions. You can eat certain kinds of food, you cannot eat certain kinds of food. You can see certain things and you cannot see certain things. Now the person feels, now this is something very, very tight. And the other person, the other way of life is live in the life of the pleasure of shaitan and nafs. Pleasure of shaitan and nafs. So in that life there's no restriction. The person doesn't even have to believe in that. He doesn't even have to believe in an Allah. He doesn't even have to believe in Akhirat, in Day of Judgment, Qiyamah, nothing. There's nothing to believe in. He can eat everything. He can drink everything. He can associate with every woman. But the difference is this, that in the worship or in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala or in the life, in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased. That is the difference. That in that life, Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased. And in the other life, Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased. Then when he becomes displeased, there are two categories of people. One of those people who have committed kufr, shirk, they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. Then many a times in this world, Allah Ta'ala lets them enjoy, carry on, enjoy the pleasures. And their severe grip will be in the Akhirah. And sometimes a little bit of it in this world. And for the believers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then gives them opportunities of returning. He creates opportunities. He even creates it for the disbelievers. He creates it even for them. There are many things that happen in the world that if they've got a little bit of sense in them, it will awaken their understanding and the realization that there is a creator of the universe. And he is the one that has to be worshipped. But for the believers, Allah Ta'ala creates different opportunities. It may be the Quran Sharif tafsir that is taking place. It may be the Hadith Sharif commentary that is taking place. It may be the reading from the virtues of Salat, of Zakat, of Hajj, of fasting. It may be from those Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that are related to Akhlaq, Mu'amlat, our character, our buying, our selling, our dealings. It may be dealing with our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, our walking. It may be dealing with our salat, our zakat, our hajj. Different things may be discussed in that Hadith Sharif or in that Quran Sharif ayat. Or it may be some kind of program, dini program that is taking place in the area. Could be a jamaat. It could be some other program, Zikrullah Majlis, or it could be a discussion of the halat and the conditions of happening around the globe. In everything there is a connection and a bonding with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If the person's niyat is right and it is done within the parameters of Sharia. All those majalis. We don't know which majlis will light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love in the person's heart or bring him back. So the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam also kept warning. Now we cannot go into all detailed discussion because I repeatedly say that the fragrance of this majlis is a different fragrance. The fragrance of a majlis of tafsir of the Quran Sharif will be different. That of Hadith Sharif will be different. Different majalis, program on Palestine will be different. And it's all required. Dawat and tabligh will be different. So here the person has got an opportunity. Allah Ta'ala creates different opportunities. That somehow the person must come back and he must connect himself with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is merciful, forgiving and really loves forgiveness and he wants to forgive. So therefore Allah Ta'ala does not seize that person who is leading a life of displeasure of Allah Ta'ala immediately. He does not seize immediately. Gives him a chance. But when the person becomes persistent, becomes arrogant, then suddenly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala seizes suddenly. And that is the danger. That he seizes suddenly. Whether it is the truth or lies, nobody really knows up till now. But even if Osama bin Laden has become Shaheed, then look at the Shahadat in the history of Islam. And he, for many years, they didn't even know where he was. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in his time, Roman Empire, Persian Empire, and look at all the other forces. Now all are coming to the feet. All coming to their feet. But look at the enemies of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala were all over the world at that time. Because Islam was spreading so rapidly in his time. And everybody was threatening, but nothing used to happen. Finally they were conquered. And they had to submit. Look at the territory that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was ruling over. Yet he freely makes his namaz in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He's making the imamat. He's Amirul Mu'mineen. He sleeps on the ground. Look at his simple lifestyle. And the emperors of the world are shaking when they hear his name. But what happened? He gets shahadat on the musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For every other shaheed, wherever he became shaheed, it will be a witness for him. For Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, the zameen and the earth of Karbala will give shahadat. For Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, the zameen of Uhud will give shahadat. For the other sahabas that became shaheed in different parts of the world, wherever they became shaheed. For after the sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain, the tabi'in, 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 carry on like that. Even at our in our times at present, how many are becoming shaheed in different parts of the world? So wherever they became shaheed, that earth will give shahadat that this person became shaheed, standing on this piece of ground. And for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will give shahadat that he was martyred and made shaheed on that musalla. What a kind of honor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to him. So what I am saying is that if he became shaheed also, that was his tamanna, that was his desire. But does that make them successful? Does that make the American government now successful? For a little while they'll dance and jump, if it is true. They will dance and jump, but ask them in their hearts, what kind of fear has now gripped them? What kind of fear has gripped them? They're worried about the backlash now. They're not prepared to even show his photograph. Hundreds of thousands that they killed in Afghanistan and the hundreds of thousands that they killed in Iraq, there they were prepared to show the photographs no matter what kind of picture it may be and how frightening and horrible, as they say. So just one person, Allah Ta'ala puts that kind of fear into their hearts. So what I am getting at is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives opportunities. And when the person does not change and goes on and is persistent, then that is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grips. Inna batusha rabbika la shadeed. And then that grip is very, very severe. So all works of deen you must appreciate. With ikhlas you must participate. Make a'tiraf of our qusur before Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And no matter what stage the person reaches, whether it is through a khanqah or tabligh or madrasah or darul ulum, But he does not brag about his own taqwa level, that I have become purified, I have reached a very high status. The person will humble himself, will become more humble. Because now the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala has come into his heart. Because he's talking all the time about the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. Tera darde muhabbat sunakar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. Sare alam ko majnu banakar, mere maula teri geet gaaye. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera darde muhabbat sunaye. Tera darde muhabbat sunakar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. Sare alam ko majnu banakar, mere maula teri geet gaaye. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of muhabbat of his in our heart, and that kind of ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. I am no Jamshed Junaid or Abu Bakr Hafiz. So therefore, if you are waiting for some beautiful voice, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them even better voices. And Allah ta'ala accept their beautiful recitation of the Naat Sharifs. It lights up the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam love. But now listen to this Naat Sharif, which you have already heard many times, but I cannot help it when something comes into the heart and there's a taqaza. Then I read it, even though it may have been many times.
Aitu khairul bashar, aitu khairul anam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam.
Just picture yourself, this is recited as the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that is where the composer, Habibur Rahman, recited.
Aitu khairul bashar, aitu khairul anam, alayka salatu, alayka salam.
Tonight I'm not going to go into lengthy explanation. The best of all mankind, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salat and salam be upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he is not in need of our salat and salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يَصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم.
So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sending durood and salam, his angels are sending, then he's in need of our durood and salam. So it is for our own benefit.
Aitu khairul bashar, aitu khairul anam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam.
The rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of all the worlds. Rahmatul lil alameen.
Tere altaaf saare jahan par huye. Tere altaaf saare jahan par huye. Tere sab faisle aasmaan par huye.
teri har baat mein hai khuda ka payam alayka salatu alayka salam alayka salatu alayka salam alayka salatu alayka salam alayka salatu alayka salam alayka salatu alayka salam. All the decisions are from the heavens, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the arsh, arsh azam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, wa ma yanfiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. So in every message of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, it is a message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whoever accepts it, obeys him, submits his will and desire to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and follows Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then he's guaranteed Allah ta'ala will give the person success.
Tujhko mi'raj mein jo mili rifate, tujhko mi'raj mein jo mili rifate, aisi phir na kisi ko mili azmate, tu bana hai sabhi anbiya ka imam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Tujhko mi'raj mein jo mili rifate, aisi phir na kisi ko mili azmate, tu bana hai sabhi anbiya ka imam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam.
The position that Nabi alayhi salatu was on, the status that he was given in the night of Mi'raj, no one was given such closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And no one was brought into the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala like Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All curtains, all veils, everything was removed. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, according to majorities, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam saw Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his own naked eyes. And we too, inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills and we obey Allah ta'ala, oh Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives us with His mercy, with His kindness, with His fazl and with His ihsan, because we are absolutely useless, but Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. And if He has to enter us into Jannat without any reckoning, and it is not difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to do that, we must seek from Him. Make a'tiraf of our qusur, make an effort in the right direction. And we enter into Jannat, then that beautiful couplet which I have recited 120 times.
Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazro ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazro ki miraj hogi. مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی.
In Jannat, the same veils will be removed again. And every Jannat we will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just as we see the full moon from the ground. And nobody has any difficulty, nobody pushes anybody, nobody fights with anybody. We all just raise the eyes and see the full moon. We will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Unke rukh se niqaba. And aaj ahle gham ko, all the gham and the pain and the taklif that the person takes, that mujahada that he makes, all the sacrifices that the person makes, getting up early in the morning, making namaz 5 times a day, making jihad, inviting towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making amr bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar, staying away from haram, when people all around were dancing and jumping and singing and music and drinking and wine and women and nightclubs and discos and theatres and all kinds of filthy films on the television screen and on and filth on the porn sites of the internet. Others were engaged in it, and Shaitan was whispering into the hearts of those who were obedient that, oh you foolish ones, oh you stupids, oh you idiots, what are you doing? Why are you not enjoying also? Then they used to say, we cannot because of Allah. We are His bandas, we are not your banda, oh you Shaitan. So now in Jannat, they will enjoy the ni'mat all around them. No more namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, stay away from this, stay away from that. Eat and drink to your heart's content, anything and everything.
Ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, tujh pe phir jaan o dil se hua wo fida. Dil ki sab dhadkanon mein basa tera naam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, whoever developed in his heart or became an ashik of yours, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tujh pe phir jaan o dil se hua wo fida. That is the sign that this person is an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They become fida of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam's akhlaq, his muamalat, his dealings, his walk, his talk, his mornings, his evenings, how it was spent, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam's teachings, the person becomes fida over it. And once a person becomes an ashik, then it becomes very easy. You don't have that ishq, and that ishq is that steam that makes it easy for a person to make amal. What is it that made it easy for the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhu ajmain to give their lives? It was that ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen and of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں, حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں, فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زمان میں نہیں, ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Who has got that beauty that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, ahsana minka lam tara qattu ayni, وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. How many times you have heard that? Hassan bin Thabit رضي الله تعالى عنه was totally خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. And also the husni kalam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his beautiful speech, who can ever match that kind of speech, that even in his anger that speech was such that it impacted on the hearts of the people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his speech, just look at it. His speech with his wife, his speech with his children, his speech with his neighbors, his speech with his family, his speech with his enemies, his speech with the sahaba kiram, his friends, his speech with the rulers of the time, in his writings that he sent. Husne kalam. There's no swearing, there's no cursing, and there's no lan tan. Beautiful speech. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, husn kalam. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. The person whose speech can be better than his who calls towards Allah Ta'ala. He don't call towards himself. Then amila saliha, that's the condition. That when we are calling towards goodness, we must be making amal also. In our own lives, that call that we are giving towards, it must be apparent. And he emphasizes also that I'm a Muslim, therefore I cannot do this, or I do this, I do that.
Ishq masti ki manzil teri zaat hai, meri sochon ka hasil teri baat hai, jinno inso malak sab hai tere ghulam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi aa gaya, teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi aa gaya, raaz wo maarifat ke sabhi pa gaya, hai sahaba sabhi tere aali maqam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam. Tere dar pe jo aake mila hai sukoon, uski lazzat to farhat ka main kya kahun, tere dar pe jo aake mila hai sukoon, uski lazzat to farhat ka main kya kahun, keh ke salli ala ja ka ho ikhtitam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam, alayka salatu alayka salam.
As I said, this was recited at the Rosa Mubarak by the composer. So he says, Tere dar pe jo aake sukoon, that sukoon, that tranquility, that peace, that happiness, that contentment, that satisfaction, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I found here at your Rosa Mubarak, in this masjid of yours, in the mihrab of yours, in the Riyazul Jannah. Ha. Uski lazzat o farhat ko main kya kahun? How can I ever describe in words what kind of ecstasy, what kind of joy, what kind of happiness my heart is feeling? Once again, Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when the fragrance of the muhabbat and the love of Allah comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description on me. So he says, in the Rosa Mubarak, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can I describe the sukoon that I felt? Alayka salatu alayka salam. So therefore, keh ke salli ala jaan ka ho ikhtitam. I make dua that, O Allah, let my death be in a state that I'm here at the Rosa Mubarak. And whilst I'm saying, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله جاك هو اختتام. The angel must extract my soul. I must collapse there. My janaza must be in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I must get burial in Baqi. And my body must form a patch of the earth of Medina. That's the desire. So therefore he says, كيف يصلي على جاك هو اختتام. And now the last one.
آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام عليك الصلاة عليك 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 السلام. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ. اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا اللہ وی نو وی آر ڈیزرونگ آف یور wrath اینڈ اینگر بٹ وی ریئلی لو فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز سو دیٹ وی آر آسکنگ یو فار ایمنسٹی. اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Dar par tera banda wa ummeede karam aaya. Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda wa ummeede karam aaya. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most merciful Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. You are so loving, so caring, so compassionate, so forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are making a'tiraf of our qusur. We are acknowledging every weakness, every sin, every vice and every evil action of ours.
Nothing was hidden from your sight, my beloved Allah. You are all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. You created the heavens and the earth, you created the universe, you created man and jinn, you created Jannat and Jahannam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, our lives in your control, our health in your control, our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. If you order the ground to shake, no superpower of the world can prevent it from shaking. Ay Rabbi Kareem, if you send the tsunamis, nobody can stop it. Ay Rabbi Kareem, if you send gale force winds, no power on earth can stop those winds from blowing. Ay Rabbi Kareem, what is it difficult for you to forgive our sins? Man has made dynamite sticks. They blow up huge mountains. Ay Rabbi Kareem, blow away the mountains of our sins. Man has made computer chips. They record billions of pieces of information. One press of a button and everything can be deleted. Ay Rabbi Kareem, hamare gunahon par delete button daba de. Ab to hame maaf kar de. Hum khud thak gaye gunah karte karte. We ourselves have become tired of committing sins. We haven't achieved anything in sins except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization that if you are not pleased, then it's nothing but destruction. Hamare haal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not propagating sins. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ay Rabbi Kareem, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Oh my beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We have extended our begging bowls before you. You are watching us this very moment, my beloved Allah. We are not hidden from your sight. We haven't raised our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We have raised our hands before him who is the creator of the universe, who is all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You are watching the tears that are rolling down our cheeks out of nadamat and shame. Ay Mere Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ay Rabbi Kareem, how can you be blind to our sins when you are the one who has blessed billions of people with sight in the darkness of the mother's stomach? Ay Rabbi Kareem, shaitan and nafs are deceiving us. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Ay Rabbi Kareem, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, open the floodgates of rahmat and mercy for the ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, whether it is due to famine or due to starvation, or due to, Ay Rabbi Kareem, disasters of the natural kind that we say. Ay Rabbi Kareem, whatever the disasters may be, insaniyat ki takleef aur pareshani ko dur kar de. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with Islam and Iman. Use us, my beloved Allah, as instruments for the propagation of your deen. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are in need of you and your deen.
You are not in need of us, my beloved Allah. Hey Rabbi Kareem, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Those who have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam, they will continue with tyranny, oppression, suppression and persecution and torture and killings and murders and bombardments. Hey Rabbi Kareem, shake the ground beneath their feet. Then gale force winds against them. Remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Hey Rabbi Kareem, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Remove our physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Whosoever, whether they're in hospital, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, anywhere in the world, that they are sick and ailing, with your fazl and with your kindness and ihsan, Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ey Rabbi Kareem, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ey Rabbi Kareem, accept all the works of Deen that are taking place. Tabligh o Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gasht taaleem ko qubool farma. Jo teri raah ke andar tokare kha rahe hai, Ey Rabbi Kareem, unki hifazat farma. Jaan, maal, izzat, abru ki hifazat farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, zariye hidayat bana. Ey Rabbi Kareem, khanqah, masajid, madaris, darul ulum, tasneef, taalif, jis tarike se bhi koi deen ki khidmat kar raha hai, usko qubool farma. Accept the service and khidmat of all those who are rendering service to your mubarak deen, my Allah. Bless all workers of deen with sincerity and ikhlas in every amal and every action and every deed. Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless them with mehbubiyat and maqbooliyat. Oh my beloved Allah, qubool kar le, qubool kar le. Hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja. Hum napaak hai, gande hai, nalayak hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha? Where do we dirty, filthy-hearted people go, my Allah? Who is there to accept us besides you, who are most merciful, most kind, most forgiving? Ey Rabbi Kareem, tonight make a decision of, make a faisla of hidayat for us. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hume apna banane ka faisla kar de. Ey Allah, hume apna banane ka faisla kar de. Make a decision to make us all yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Apni marifat naseeb farma, apna qurb naseeb farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, nafs o shaitan se hamari hifazat farma. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then you tell us, where do we dirty filthy ones go? Which are the doors there that we can tap? Which are the homes there in which we can beg? Ey Rabbi Kareem, hamare hal par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, watching some filth on the television screen or the porn sites of the internet. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, my beloved Allah. Ey Rabbi Kareem, especially when we have got the garments and garb of piety. Ey Rabbi Kareem, don't allow any kind of disgrace and embarrassment and shame to come upon us or the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun. Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. My Allah, although I know that I am very sinful, Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are all acknowledging that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But don't expose our weaknesses and our shortcomings and our faults before anyone, my Allah. Especially on the day of Qiyamah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our sins. Ey mere Allah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, people will rise from the ground as they died. Ey Rabbi Kareem, let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Madina Tayyiba mein salamati hai deen aur raza ke saath. Bless us with the mouth of shahadat. Ey Rabbi Kareem, at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khataman nabiyyin, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين يا رب كريم let our souls depart let our janazas be in Masjid Nabawi صلى الله عليه وسلم let our burial be in Baqi so that when the winds of rahmat blow we too may be forgiven but if it is not destined there wherever it may be let it be destined that you are pleased with us my Allah ae rab e kareem ab to hame maaf kar de bless us with all the goodness that nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us bless the ummah with that goodness and from all the mischief corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection protect us and the ummah of nabi e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya allah you are well aware of the good wishes desires aspirations tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night ae rab e kareem aapke samne humne apne bhikari bankar humne apne haath phailaye hain ya allah You are well aware of the wishes and good desires. Fulfill all the good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the hardship, difficulties, pain, suffering, sickness, illness, weakness of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ay Rabbe Kareem, unki pareshani, gham, and takleef ko dur kar de. Puri ummat ki pareshani, gham, takleef ko dur kar de. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hum naqabil-e-qubool hai, phir bhi qubool kar le. We are not worthy of acceptance, but may Allah accept our duas. May Allah accept our duas. Jo manga, wo bhi ata kar, aur jo nahi manga, wo bhi ata kar. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka antas tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين